Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And tonight's another wonderful night of healing. You can call in if you wish, ask questions. And we'll just see, normally the question callers get to be pretty interesting. So please call in, everybody. So we'll first do a emotional clearing here. This will go for the last 5 days. And if you haven't tried out that brand new clearing on the website, if you're 20 and under, it's $50, and if you're over 20, then it's $100, and it gets rid of the odd harmonics. It's a clearing that requires about 11 hours to do. You can break it up, though, into different parts, so that helps you out somewhat, but the last part is 3 hours in length, so you could do, like, step one and do step five, which would be 3 hours, which is 4 hours total, but you want to do the last part always with it. But people have had, so far, a lot of great success with their body feeling better by getting rid of these odd harmonics. And we can talk about that a little bit later on, but it's a nice clearing. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. Going back the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Two days cleared. Wow, that one's kind of rough for somebody. Let's start over again. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Boy, 2 days rough. Do some clearing here. Somebody had a situation or something a couple days ago listening here. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. And let's do that one again. Wow. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll do feeling body now. Again, I'm yawning. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And do a pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll turn it back over to Sylvia, see if she's out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here, and welcome, everyone, and like Ron said, this is going to be a wonderful hour tonight of healing and also discussion. So if you have something that you'd like to talk about, you have questions for Ron about the Creation Light Ship, about the Ascension process, about some of the clearings that he has on his website, you can call in and you can request samples of clearings, and you can also ask your questions, and it's really nice to have, you know, all of you come onto the air with us if you can. You can also talk on the fast chat if you're not able to call in live, and if you can call in live, though, that's really great. So here's the number. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we'll also talk more about the new clearings and the upcoming 8-hour, healing intensive, I think, this Sunday. And is this Saturday, Ron, the 4-hour Ascension preparation healing?
Yep, it's 4 hours Saturday and 8 hours on Sunday.
Great, so lots of clearing opportunities and healing opportunities coming up, and we'll just get into more about that in a little bit. And right now I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, and maybe we could do a little entity clearing for everyone.
Okay, so entities naturally come into people. These are emotional bodies. Typically that we deal with here, we deal with the emotional bodies of people that have lived, and the emotional body needs a home, kind of like the old Bull Weevil song, Looking for a Home, you know. And they come into people, and they want to live their life through you. And that gets kind of disconcerting, so you want to not have entities. And this is why we have an entity clearing on the website. So let's go back 5 days here. So 5 days ago cleared. Get rid of some entities here. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So let's look at a situation here for entities also. Everybody has issues and things going on in their life. So pick your most maybe current issue. It could be anything. Maybe you experienced something 10 minutes ago. Maybe you experienced something a couple hours ago that kind of pushed your buttons. And maybe it was an entity in you not liking what was going on in your life, and it wanted to voice its opinion or something. Remember, this happens to all of us. And so typically what would happen would be is that the entity would already be inside of you, raising its head. And then from there, it would come out and voice its opinion, whatever that would be, and could cause you to get into an argument with somebody. And this is what basically happens. The entities bounce back and forth from one person to the other. So let's pick something that was fairly recent, you know, within maybe the half a day from, you know, maybe from today or even sooner. It's up to you, whatever you want to choose. But maybe somebody may have pushed one of your buttons and you got upset with them and kind of went off on this emotional downhill spiral roller coaster ride. And then you get done with that and you wonder what happened. And it's just the entity necessarily not liking, you know, what you're doing or didn't like that person or something. And this is the way entities work in us. Remember, they want to get and steal your energy. So think of a situation that you've experienced. And here we go. And we're going to take away these entities here. So remember, it's up to you to bring forth this energy. Of what you want to have released, your spirit's going to help do this here. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So we have some questions on the fast chat, and I'll just bring up some of those and wait for a caller to come on. Again, I'll give you the phone number if you'd like to call with your question. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Okay, so we have I am asking a question, and the question is, how do we enforce our choice and have them accept our decision to be in the light if the dark is forcing and imposing itself upon us?
Well, the dark is always here, and people bring the darkness into themselves without even knowing about it by using the mind energy. And so they're always here. They're always bringing in mind energy for you to use. And, you know, I guess another way of answering the question is, you know, why is the darkness here? And why does it like us so much to want to steal our energy and our spirit, our soul energy, if you want to use that term, take bits and pieces of us and take us to parallel universes, have us leave and take us out into parallel lifetimes into another universe so you can miss the ascension time? That's just the way the dark side works. So we don't necessarily have any free choice here. The only free choice is when you actively go into your heart center. So that is your free choice. I heard a beep there. And so everything else typically might be the free choice of the darkness thinking and telling you that you have free choice. Remember, we have the problem with entities, with your horoscope, your natal chart. This is why we have clearings on the website for that. So I think we have a caller online, so we'll see who's there. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, John. Yeah.
This is Ana Graciela. And I'd like to have some questions, please.
Okay.
Okay. My question is, I started like maybe almost 4 months ago with you, and I'm been having all these clearance and like every month, the 8 hours and all that. But lately, I noticed my stomach started changing to become acid. I don't know if that's because I don't know what happened. And I don't know if there was already the issue before. And on my plexus solar, I know there's something coming out, but now there's burning sensation in there, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's hard to say. What happens sometimes is that as we start going through different clearings, and you start clearing yourself, another one pops up. And it might be something that you never noticed before. I would think that stomach acid would be quite noticeable. But that's kind of what happens as we have one clearing. It's kind of like being in a car accident. And I'll just give you that example. You're in a car accident. Maybe you have a lot of broken bones. Well, what's hurting you the most at that particular time, the highest pain, is what you're feeling.
Uh-huh.
And then if something else gets healed, then that, you know, then when that gets healed, then your next pain pops up and you go, wow, now I have a pain over here. And then from there, when that gets more of a healing done to it, then another one pops up. And this is kind of the way that the body responds.
So yeah, that's what I told myself, but I was not so sure. I said, because you hear so much stuff and just, you know, confused a little bit.
So that's
what it is. So I don't have to worry. I was rarely because I don't know what to do. I was taking baking soda because they told that's good for the pH. So that's good for me to still, you know, to take it out to alkalize or just let it go like that.
I would do what I could physically to get your pH balanced a little more and to go into the alkaline state. That's what I would do, you know. You could probably ask somebody, if you don't know, at a health food store or something, you know.
Lately, because there's so much, you know, coming up, so bad, somebody told me the alkaline water.
Yeah, what you could have, too, is you could have something that's surfacing from maybe a past life, and your body now is reacting to it. So that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's what I know. Okay. Can you tell me, I noticed the, like before I was taking water from the lady that she was, say, the Mother Mary, she appeared to her.
Okay.
And so they still consider like the, what is it called, the practitioner one?
What we have is we have water charging on the website, and also the practitioner one might be talking about the dark side practitioner clearing. I don't know if that's what you're talking about or not, but the dark side practitioner.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know if I had to do this one, because I was taking this water from this lady before. That she say the Mother Mary appeared to her for help us, to heal because for the ascension time. And matter of fact, she was telling me that I don't have to go into church, I don't have to do anything, just the water and eat well and sleep well. But I did for a while until she passed away. And so I don't know if there was, you know, from the light, or there was our practitioner.
Yeah, the energies normally that are down here from the past would be from the light of the darkness, so it wouldn't be from the light ship. The light ship will bring them in now through your heart center, but they won't come in through any person or any object, and that's the only way you can connect to those. So yeah, if she was bringing in an energy, or, you know, that energy appeared to her physically, It would be from the light of the darkness. It wouldn't be from the light ship, because the light ship doesn't bring energies in that way. The light ship doesn't have anybody channel any of the beams or anything. Because, remember, you're already
For me, I have to do the... Oh, I'm sorry, then.
And so...
For me, I have to do the art practitioner?
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know if you would have to do it for that, okay?
Okay.
But the energetic energy from what you probably drank in the past would not be of light. So what you might want to do is go on and just do some of the light ship water and put in there that you want to have that energy released from you from this other energy that was brought forth by this practitioner, and just see what that does. That might only cost you maybe $10 or something. Probably a lot cheaper that way, and have the water energy balance the water energy. And maybe get a week of water or something like that.
Another question is, how much in my body is now? I know it's only
So you're in your body right now as you're speaking about 72%.
Oh, okay.
That's very
how much
good.
Is in my, what is in the canteen, what they call that?
Oh, yeah.
Outside the...
In quarantine, we have a lot of us in quarantine. So right now, I don't have that information.
Okay.
But a lot of us are in quarantine. But as far as your spirit being with you, like holding your hand, it would be about 72%.
Okay.
So normally, once you get over 50, that's very good.
Okay, so I just continue with my healing, so whatever I can put in my hand.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're very
welcome. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, great questions. Let's see, we have some more on the back chat. And we have a question from New.
Yep, we got a beep there. Okay, go ahead.
Do we have a caller on?
Yes.
Hi, who's
Hello?
This?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, who's this?
This is Nathaniel from California.
Hi, Nathaniel from California, how are you?
Good.
Good, do you have a question for Ron?
Yes, I was wondering if I could get a clearing of some of the entities and possible stuff like that.
Entity clearing, okay.
Okay. Do you have any type of request for a particular a clearing of entities?
Just, like the head and neck area feels good, and all the back and everything, I mean, it seems like I do get the feet thing where I do feel like I'm getting sharp, implants or something in the feet.
Okay, so
sometimes,
if you're laying down in bed and you feel things like
it's pigs,
and you're jumping around a little bit and jerking, then I would highly recommend doing the alien attack removal. But I can see what I can do right now. But if you have that happening to you at night, that's why
my feet are precious. I want to walk barefoot sometimes, but seems like I sacrifice or something, but my feet are being attacked.
Okay, so let's see what we can do here. So let's see here, boy. Here we go. Ready?
Yes, thank you.
Concentrate on everybody's feet right now. Here we go. And so we're taking away energies off of your feet as much as we can. This is why on the website you can do it quite a long time. You can do it for 8 hours in the evening. It's $30 for the month. So if you're having that, you want to change your screensaver or power settings so that you can leave the light beam up continuously. And I think most people now probably have laptops. So you may want to just put your laptop next to you, or if not, move your monitor screen somehow so it could be close to your bedroom to allow this energy to come into you. So here we go. We're clearing out still here. You guys might want to wiggle your toes out there if people are listening. and we'll see if we can take away some of these pins here. What they normally do is try to inject us with like little pins, needles, want to use that term. They connect to our meridians. So if you're jumping around at night, you feel pinpricks in your feet, or maybe even your calves, your legs, they're just trying to connect with you here. So, whatever they're trying to do, they're doing, because they've made that connection with you. So, here we go. And it's against free will, so it's not good. So, here we go. Okay, that's about the best we could probably do right now. Hope that helped you, Nathaniel.
Did you feel any entities? What kind of entities did you remove?
I just took out pins.
Pins?
Yeah, pins.
For my feet? Oh, okay.
Yeah, P-I-N-S, yes, pins, uh-huh. And the pins are what would make you jump around a lot at night.
All right, well, thank you very much, Ron, and I'll keep listening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Ah, thank you. And let's see, I'm going to go back to the question I was about to ask from New, who typed in on the fast chat. And their question has to do with the online clearings, Ron, versus doing clearings directly with you. And they were wondering, like, if you're the conduit for the Lightship clearings, then how come that we are able to go onto the website and do clearings that way? And how does that work?
Oh, that's a good, very, very, very good question. Thank you for asking that. Well, whatever clearing is on the Internet, whatever, even if you choose the different beings there, the energy goes through my body to the website. And that's the way it works. At times, like yesterday, it was pretty rough. I got a little bit slow yesterday because probably a lot of people were doing clearings plus the 8-hour call. So whenever anybody gets on there and does a whole bunch, I do feel it physically. So, yes, I am always turned on to the website. We'll say connected energetically. So if you go on the website, I'm with you. whether you know that or not, it's all going through me. At times I'll actually sometimes know what kind of clearing is being done. And if I get, too low on energy, then I have to get myself charged up. And I have to get conscious of what's happening in order to get myself charged up. Remember, the Lightship doesn't necessarily, because they're in love energy, they don't always look at everything. So I have to be conscious of what's going through me in order to have them help me. Because remember, it's just like yourself. You don't ask, you don't get. And the Light sees everything as pure perfection. So if I really get drained a lot, they aren't going to necessarily come to my aid unless I complain about it. And then I get charged up, and within probably a minute or two, at the most an hour, then all of a sudden I'm back to where I should be. I myself have to run my energy system at about 110% continuous. If I get down below 93% on energy, I feel very dysfunctional. In fact, what I'm going to do, this is a lot of fun, I'm going to bring you guys up to my energy level right now so you can actually see or feel what it's like. I would like all of you to be where I am all the time. Then you'd feel wonderful. So here we go. I'm going to bring you out to 90%. So if you don't feel any difference, that's great. That'd be really wonderful for you. So what this is going to do is increase your spirit energy up to 90%. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen if you would. So we'll just talk about that. As the light beam comes up, the light beam is going to be running the energy from the Lightship through me into this picture, okay? I don't normally mention that on the show, but this is how it works. If I was not here, this light beam would not have any activation to it whatsoever. So here we go. Here comes the light beam energy. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Now the light beam's energized. So now we're going to bring everybody up to 90% energy. And so what I could do is bring you, start you at 60 and go to 70 and 80, but I'll just bring you up to 90. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and you should come up instantly here. So, in fact, what I'm going to do is count from 50 on up. That might be the best way. And at some one of these numbers, your energy will start to increase. So if you're less than 50% of spirit energy, you're going to feel a tremendous shift going up into 50%. And then from there, we're going up one number at a time. So here we go. And so I'll count to 10 to get us up to 50. No, you're not going to drop down. Okay, so just remember that. I'm not going to bring you down to 50. So here we go. But you will feel your energy shift when I hit that number and it starts going up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to go 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, and 60. So kind of just see how you feel, how your consciousness is, okay? If your body's beginning to tingle, it means that you have more spirit integration with you. This is all that we can do. This is what we're here to do, is to get you more spirit-centered, to have your spirit communicate with you and to be in your body, okay? Here we go again. So 61, 62, 63. I'm yawning, so the negativity is leaving some of you. 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, and 70. Okay, you might even want to walk around a little bit during this process. Shake your body slightly. You might feel a little different too. Okay, so I'm going to do 60 again for those. So here we go. So 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, and now we're at 70. So this is where most people are probably going to be, between 60 and 70. Okay, here we go again. 71, and I'm yawning. Boy, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, and 80. So we'll hold at 80 here for a little bit. And you can just kind of see how it feels. And you should start to feel heavier in your body. So if you do feel like you're weighing more, that's because you have more spirit energy. Here we go. So I'm yawning again here. 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, and 90. So we'll hold this space here. I'm going to put some music on so you can kind of sense, feel the way it is here. Remember, this is where you should normally be, but most people aren't, unfortunately. So here's some music coming on. And just take a note on how this feels. Okay, so let's get you up a little bit higher, everybody. So here we go. So 91, 92, and 93. This is about where I run all the time now. I'll let you just kind of feel that energy. It won't be much difference in 90, but we'll let you sit there for a little bit here and just feel the energy. You notice it's really hard, again, to maybe get a negative thought. Not that you can't get your buttons pushed, but it's a lot more peaceful. And you just tend to allow stuff just to kind of flow around you and not get tied up into too much. Go a little bit higher here. So what's happening is that the light ship is actually putting space holders in you to bring this energy up here. So here we go, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98. I'm running about 98% during this program here. Should be a little bit higher, but 99 and 100. There we go. So we'll hold this energy again here for you. Just sit back and relax. See what it's like to be more conscious here. Again, remember, try to think of a negative thought now. I'll turn it back over to you again. You haven't disappeared
okay.
yet.
What's that?
You haven't disappeared yet.
Well, I have to say I was really enjoying that. That was just wonderful. And you're right, you know, when you're that in the, when you're up there in the 90s like that, it's really heart-centering and you just can't think a negative thought if you try. It's very beautiful and neutral and wonderful. So, let's see. I think Karen was asking, you know, as you are doing the counting up to the higher percent, and she was saying, when I started yawning, I take this to be a clue as to my percentage in my body, right?
Yes, in a sense, yes. What will happen is you'll start yawning probably at the point to where you were in your body at that time, because as you increase, you have to release maybe the negative energy. I don't want to sound that way, but that's sort of what's kind of happening. So you have to release some energy out of you, discordant energy, to bring in, you know, the other energy to have the wonderful space here. And so that's the way it is here. So that's just the way it kind of works. So if you did feel yawning, that's because that's the way it is here.
Oh, great. Let's see. Heal was asking if it would be a good idea to do a mind-to-heart drop.
Yeah, that would be a great time. Here we go. So, like we do in all the shows, or most of the shows here anyway, this you should be doing yourself. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And I count from 10 down to 1. It's not a hypnosis or meditation. It's just a way to command the energy. So whatever I do, I either use the word stronger a bunch of times, or I maybe count from 1 to 10 or 10 to 1 or something. So what we're going to do now is drop down. This is why I go from 10 to 1. And, you know, if you've lived around elevators, it's very easy to kind of visualize that you're dropping this energy down into your heart. This is why I go from 10 to 1. So here we go. This you can be doing yourself daily. Once you catch on to it, you know, it only takes a minute to do. So here we go. I'm going to take your awakening thoughts and drop it into your heart center. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel the energy in your heart center. Think a thought, and that's where it should come from. So this, for most people, it's kind of strange in a sense, because they're never connected there. Okay, you weren't taught to live in your heart, and you naturally were not taught to communicate to your spirit. No church normally tells you how to do this practice. They make it think that only special people can do this, and they have that gift. Well, every church should be teaching this process, you know, since they are looking for spirituality of your own spirit. Okay. Although they're looking outside of themselves and yourself to find that. But what you can do is do this all the time. You know, if you can do it once a day at first, do that. Remember, it's hard to stay in your heart center at first. Before we had alien intervention here, and if the bodies were here or you were someplace where you were in divine love all the time, the voice that you had would be your spirit communicating with you. All you would have is your spirit, and you'd be talking this language, we'll say, of love, which would just be, you know, saying nice words to people without anything that's out of harmonics, which is what the new healing is about, or negative things. You know, you'd be just being in complete spirit communication, and maybe just using mental telepathy, and maybe even using a voice language, but typically that's all that you would have. You'd not have anything inside of your head that would be an entity or anything else. Well, the dark side brought you all these thoughts, and that's what talks to you. So you start living and growing up with these thoughts bombarding you, and it pushes away your spirit because you're not taught to connect to it. And so you try your whole life to try to find yourself, and it's always with you, but not knowing how to do it, you know, a lot of people don't understand. So by doing this here, like I say, you may only be able to connect to it for maybe a half a minute. Well, if that's all you can do, wonderful. And the more you do it, the longer you can stay in your heart center. And then you can be in that presence. And, you know, that's up to you. This is your own a way that you can connect to yourself, and you have to do it. You know, before, if you didn't live on a dark side planet that was controlled by the darkness, I should say you're on a light planet that got taken over by the darkness. Let me rephrase that, okay? And so because of that, you now have to do this energy. You have to do the connection to your spirit. Somewhere else, it would already be there. You wouldn't have to worry about it. But here, you have to make that connection. And that's the way it works here, unfortunately. So I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. So are you still out there, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm just reading some of the comments on the fast chat. Heal is saying that is very nice, a very neutral feeling, like being able to kind of just look out and witness your surroundings and witness what is around you, you know, without, I guess, feeling reactive toward it, or, you know, being able to stay in that beautiful position of neutrality. I guess that would sort of be like being in the world and not being of the world, that type of feeling. So that's wonderful. And Annika says, I want to stay with this light being. And Marianne also, I'm sure others feel the same way. Ren says, wow, I feel like I'm very self-contained. Karen says, feels great and very positive. And I think New was asking about how can we stay up there in this high percentage? Another great question.
Yeah, that's a good one. You have to connect to your heart center. This is what you have to do. It can't be. This is how number one, how hard it is, and then again, how simple it is. So you need to get the densities out of you, okay? And you can bring the energy in, but your spirit has to do that. What I did for you was bring in space holders from the light ship. This is what also is on in the earth here as the light, as a spirit, is battling the darkness to get more of itself back to a spiritual integrity. But that's not necessarily or readily available to anyone. All you have is your spirit to be with you. All I can do is show you what it's like to be more of who you are. But it's up to you to get your spirit to be with you. And your spirit naturally cannot necessarily come in all the way with negativity. So you have to do clearings. You need to get rid of that programming, the cellular memory out of you. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. So you probably are catching on now of why these clearings are so important, because you need to get your spirit with you. So where you are right now, this is the way you are supposed to be. Okay? This is the way you're supposed to feel, and this is the way life is supposed to be on this planet. And unfortunately, the darkness came in and took away this beautiful energy from everybody. But you can still get it. You have to get yourself cleared out so your spirit can regain this territory. Remember, you had it when you were born, and the darkness took it away from you. So now you have to get it back into yourself, and you have to work on your body. The most unfortunate thing that I find doing healings is that we have a body that is programmed with all this negativity. And so that's the hardest thing, because the body, you know, would love to be more evolved and get rid of this density. But it's up to you to help the body. So you have to help the body first in order to hold this space. So your body needs a clearing. And then from there, everything else follows suit after that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I guess I'll mention earlier you were talking about the harmonic clearing, which is basically to clear the odd harmonics. Is that correct?
Yeah, the new clearing, what it does, it takes away, I'll do a sample for everybody here. I want you all to, in fact, we did this on the conference call earlier today. Remember, we have three conference calls a week for, you know, the ones on Mondays and Fridays are $20, and we do water today, which was Wednesday, a little bit longer call. But I'll give you a sample. The call today, what we did was work on our hands and our fingers. Took out some of the odd harmonic that the darkness put into us. This is the way they attach. So here we go. One way they attach. I won't say it's the only way, but here we go. I'm going to do a clearing here, and we're going to take away the odd harmonic energy imprintings, a very loosely worded way of saying it would be implants in you, but, you know, that's just another way of looking at it. But we'll start right now. I'm doing some clearing on everyone here. I'm going to put some music on so you can at least have some music while I clear. It's going to take a couple of minutes to do this here. And wiggle your hands and just see if, by chance, you have a little more movement in your hands and in your fingers, okay? And so on the website, you can specify certain locations also. You first want to do the complete clearing of your body, then probably go back and over again and then do maybe your hands or something. And we're going to be putting up the unlimited so you can go on there more than one time. So here we go. Just sit back, relax, enjoy this healing here. And our show is running out really quick here. These shows go by very, very fast. We got like 6 minutes to go. Here we go. Enjoy as I clear you here. Thank you. check out your hands and your fingers. Our time is moving by very quickly here. These shows go by very fast, only because you're in the now. You know, naturally, we have to obey the laws of time here, the dark side energy of time we have to obey. So it's ticking right along. That's why you get older, people. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, wow, that was great. Wonderful clearings tonight, and hope everyone's really enjoying all of those and what they experienced. So we just have a minute left to kind of go over some of the upcoming really important dates. We have this weekend, which is the wonderful Ascension Preparation, 4-hour Ascension Preparation and Healing on the Lightship, Saturday from 1 to 5 Pacific. And Sunday, an 8-hour healing session, which is I think it's a body organ and nervous system rejuvenation, maybe more to it than that. I know last Sunday there was a lot of work being done on the lymphatic system, so I'm sure some wonderful stuff will be coming up this Sunday on that. And if you're interested in either of those, just connect with Ron via email or give him a call. And then to put on your calendar some great dates. One in January, I think it's January 2nd, which is a Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. Also another 4-hour healing session on the Lightship, but it's also to experience the new ascension energies coming into the Lightship will actually be bringing in over the next year. And so you'll be able to experience those and to set your, you know, I guess your intentions for the new year. Then there's the Expo, the New Life Expo or Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles in February, which will be a great experience for anybody that can get there, because that Ron will have the light chamber, the light infusion chamber, which is amazing. And then also in March, I believe, in New York at the Expo there. So I don't know if I've covered everything, but over to you, Ron. I'll let you close out the show.
Okay, so let's bring in some wonderful peace energy through the light beam here. And this will be activated for 1:30 the hour. So if you're listening to the archives and maybe you're listening to it at a given time, just look at your clock now. And at 1:30 the hour, the light beam will be deactivated. So if you're listening to this archive and it ends at, say, 15 minutes before the hour, then you have 45 minutes. Hooray! So here we go. For us, being live, it'll be at 30 minutes. So here comes the wonderful peace energy. Remember, you have to use your heart to find it. Your head doesn't know what it is, because the creation Lightship never made mind energy. Only heart energy. The two never mix. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, sometimes this wonderful peace energy can and will do healings. So again, you must request your healing, because the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. They never judge any of their creations. This is why you must ask. So our next show will be on this coming Friday on Station 2. And it's another 55-minute program. It starts 5 minutes earlier, so you do want to probably come on 5 minutes earlier if you want to have the whole show to experience these energies. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. You can contact me if you wish to get on these special calls for this weekend. Give me an email, which is creationlightship@yahoo.com. Blessings to everybody. See you later. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Blessings.